From family and flowers to finance and film, this is Joan Hamburg and New York City's Silver Linings, 77 WABC.
All right, everyone. We are celebrating entrepreneurs, people who do very unusual things. And as you know, we recently talked to a young woman who started a wedding site online and has been doing incredibly well. I want you to meet Terry Alpert. And Terry was a physics major when she was at school. After graduation, she worked in the financial world. And now she's CEO of a very unique company called Uno alla Volta. That name in Italian means one at a time. And Terry presides over gorgeous treasures created by artisans from Italy and from all over the world. And of course, her philosophy is about living a meaningful life, and she has followed her dream. Welcome to you, Terry Alpert.
Thank you, Joan. It's great to be here.
So explain. You were doing something totally different. You know, you got out of school. First of all, being a physics major is not the most common or popular thing for a lot of women.
Certainly not when I went to school in the 1980s. In fact, I was the only female physics major at Brown in my class, the class ahead of mine, or the class behind mine. So it was very lonely.
So, but I'm sure a lot of guys, though.
A few. I mean, not, you know, out of a class of 1,200, only five people completed their physics degree. So it's not the most popular of majors.
No, and then after you got out of Brown, I think I remember reading that you went to work for the financial world.
I did. I went to Morgan Stanley, where I was responsible for developing all the software behind our foreign exchange trading worldwide and derivative products called interest rate and currency swaps. So all of that was the career of my 20s.
So what brought you from Morgan Stanley? Hey, if you had hung in there, you might be working for the White House today.
What brought me? Two things. Number one, motherhood.
Right.
So I left Morgan Stanley when I was pregnant with my first daughter. And I found that that was a very safe, career-safe cover for being an entrepreneur, because back in, at this time, this was 1992, being an entrepreneur was not considered cool. It was really considered rather crazy.
Right.
And so motherhood created a nice, safe reason for me to be taking a little hiatus from the corporate world to pursue professionally what I loved. And so I started a small business called Professional Cutlery Direct. You'll remember you and I used to talk about knives all the time in the old days.
We did, actually, when I knew Terry, and that was a great business.
It was, and I started it as a sort of kitchen table startup, and it was three times on the Inc. 500 list of fastest-growing companies. But it really had nothing protectable. In the end, I was selling other people's brands.
Right.
And so I had built this wonderful infrastructure with just great people and all kinds of teamwork and special technology to do what we did for something that I didn't think had a long-term future. And so Uno alla Volta initially came out of Professional Cutlery Direct because I wanted to create a business model that used our strengths but had a lot of with a brand that had a lot of the opposite attributes. And I also wanted to find something that was more soulful and more authentically me. And it just clicked that doing things with handcrafted products, since we sold a few of them in Professional Cutlery Direct back in the day, Polish pottery and French pocket knives.
Right.
And I love telling the stories of the artisans, and our customers really connected with that. So that seemed a place to start for creating our second brand. And of course, today it is our one and only brand, because we're really focused on this singular proposition of taking things one at a time.
Exactly.
And bringing people things that are made one at a time and things touched by the human spirit. And That's what we're all about.
I love that. And every piece, of course, tells a story.
It sure does. And it comes with its story, as you know, because the certificate of authenticity will tell you the story of the human being behind this product who created it and crafted it with his or her imagination and skills and, you know, leaving a bit of his or her spirit in each of these treasures. So it's a very human, soulful endeavor.
Terry Alpert, CEO of Uno Alla Volta, One at a Time, which, you know, you've got to go on their website and see, because I have a beautiful, actually, it's a two strand of pearls that we love. And there are, you go all over. A lot of it is American made, a lot of it is Italian made, but it celebrates the spirit of each artist who created. And amazing, because to be successful as an entrepreneur, you have to love what you do. And that, I think that has always been your message. When you started this company again, did you do your own financing or did you go outside?
It's really all been, this initial company was financed purely from internally generated cash flow. And then this one in, during periods of time, it did need a lot of capital, but, that was all, personal and friends and family.
Well, I love talking to you, especially near Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
No, I know you, this is part of your heart, and the artists you represent, what they have created is part of their hearts. So you cannot do a better Valentine's message. It's made with love and given with love. Thank you, Terry Alpert.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, I love talking to you again. We'll talk real soon. I'm Joan Hamburg for WABC.